Margaret Mills is back this week, and she's going to be talking about a lady whose name I'm not even going to try to pronounce. Go on.
It's Iona Opie, spelled O-P-I-E.
And what or who was she?
Right. The connection is Colchester, because this lady, who wasn't Iona Opie then, it was before marriage, she was Iona Archibald, was actually born at Colchester.
Right.
Now, her fame really comes after she'd married a gentleman called Peter Opie, who was involved in publishing. Book publishing.
Right.
And it was towards the end of the Second World War, Peter and Iona were walking, having a walk together, and suddenly a ladybird flew by, or a ladybird landed on her hand, and she chanted without thinking, as we all do, "Ladybird, ladybird, fly away home. Your house is on fire." In other words, the nursery rhyme that we've all heard and we've all said ourselves. Mm. And she described it as a sort of light bulb moment. She said, "I suddenly began thinking, where do these sayings, where do these little nursery rhymes and skits and children's legends and tales actually come from?" And she decided that she would begin research, which she did. She had no background in research, although her husband worked in publishing and obviously probably was able to help her with some research. She had no background of her own at doing this. And she said, "I really didn't know where to start." But she begins with small steps, going to libraries. And she began to research legends of childhood. And she looks at nursery rhymes, the history behind them. She looks at folklore and children's stories. For example, when children are skipping in playgrounds, they chant rhymes. Mm. Where do these rhymes come from? Mm. What is their history? How do they get handed down? And Iona went on to write many, many books about children's folklore, children's stories and nursery rhymes, helped by Peter, her husband. Later on, her son, or one of her children, her son Robert, would come into the picture, and he would start formulating a collection of items, yet largely made out of paper. Things like old bus tickets, advertising posters, even labels and packets that were used to contain food and sweets and cereals and all sorts of things. And he preserved them as a record of products that were on sale in the past. So the name of Opie, and it's not a name you easily forget, has become associated very much with collections, historical collections, that really are not covered in other history books.
Okay, fair enough. Thank you very much indeed. So we're going to turn your attention to next week.
I'm going to turn my attention to cricket.
Big
and
change.
To Essex association with some rather interesting cricket matches.
Okay, thank you very much.